The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tiny stuff to survive on the days. Towards the end of the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmer and Anshei Maimod Asurin Milasapir Milchabis. That the Anshei Mishmer and Anshei Maimod are not allowed to take haircuts and do laundry. However, the Mishnah says, on Thursday, Mutarim to make Koyla Shabbos. On Thursday, they're allowed to do these activities, L'chvayt Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Pebez Amid Aleph, says that Ezra was masakin several takonas, and one of the takonas was Sheyu Mechabsim B'chamishi L'Shabbos. There was a takona that people should do laundry on Thursday. The question is why? So there seems to be a machlekes, mefarshim, what's the idea of this takana? The Magen Avraham Tzim in Reish Mem Beis says that the reason is Kedei Sheyiyu Pnuyim Be'erev Shabbos L'Chavoyed Shabbos. Magen Avraham says that the reason that he was masakin to do laundry on Thursday is because we do not want people doing it on Erev Shabbos. The reason is because laundry is a very involved activity. It takes a lot of time, very tedious. At least in the olden days it did. We'll soon see about nowadays. And Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah is to be tarred in Kavod Shabbos and preparing the food and other things for Shabbos. And if a person would be busy with laundry, he would not be able to do what he needs to do for the Machale Shabbos. So therefore, Ezra was misakin that he should do his laundry on Thursday. The Meiri over there in Bava Kama sounds like this as well. Meiri says, Sheyu mechabsin b'chamishi b'shabbos l'chvayt Shabbos v'lo yamtinu ad Erev Shabbos. Do not wait until Erev Shabbos mipnei Shianichu Erev Shabbos kulay letzorchei hachanas Shabbos. A person should not leave his laundry for Erev Shabbos, so that Erev Shabbos is ponui, available to prepare the hachanas Shabbos. So it sounds like the Derech of the Magen Avraham and the Pesach Inayim from the Chidah over there in Bava Kama points this out. Now, what would be the halacha if somebody, according to the Magen Avraham and the Meiri, if somebody did not do his laundry on Thursday? Should he go ahead and do it on Erev Shabbos, or is it better not to? So the mashmos in the Magen Avraham is that he should taken not do laundry that week on Erev Shabbos, because the purpose of the takana is not primarily that he should do laundry on Thursday. Rather, the ikar of the ikar and the kud of the takana is that he should not be doing laundry on Erev Shabbos. So, if so, the mail of the, he was masakin to do it on Thursday, but if a person didn't do it on Thursday, mashmos it would taka be awesome. That's all according to the Magen Avraham and the Meiri. However, the Rosh in Siman Yotes says Sheyu mechatzim mechamishi b'Shabbos b'pnei kvayt Shabbos lilbayish levonim u'be'erev Shabbos ein p'nai l'chabbis. The Rosh says the reason for the takana is in order that you should have white clothing or clean clothing for Shabbos. Okay, so why Thursday? So the Rosh says because be'erev Shabbos ein p'nai. There's no time to do laundry on Erev Shabbos. So you see in the Rosh, not like the other Derech, it sounds like the Rosh is saying that it's not really an Isser for Erev Shabbos. The Matzis HaDvarim is no time for it on Erev Shabbos. That's the way it was in those days. There wasn't time for it. So Ezra wanted that we should have clean clothing for Shabbos. So if it was Masagin, to do it on Thursday. But according to the Rosh, L'chari would come out that if you didn't do it on Thursday and somehow you managed to find time for it on Erev Shabbos, you should do it. That's L'chari what comes out from the Rosh, not like the Meiri and the Magen Avraham. Deli Rab over there in Sifkot and Tess brings it Seidel Derech that says yet a third Derech over here similar to the Rosh, but he says that the whole Indian is Lav Dach on Thursday. He says the point is Ezra was Masakin, you should be Mechabes, you should do laundry L'chlei Shabbos. And in fact Mavsa Shekel and Shad the Magen Avraham like that also, but in any case there seem to be three Derechim over here. Pashem Shad the Magen Avraham is that it's an Indian of an Isser for Erev Shabbos. And the Rosh sounds like it's a mitzvah to do it on Thursday because you probably won't get one on Erev Shabbos, but not that it's an Isser. And the Seidel Derech is saying the whole thing is lav dafka, it's just a takono that you should do laundry l'chlei Shabbos. In fact, in the Shemesh Shabbos Kol Chos of Perek Mem Beis, Ari Yud Gimel, he brings from Reb Shlomo Zalman that the ikar takono is just to have clean clothing for Shabbos. So Enoch Hanemi, lav dafka, doesn't have to be on Thursday. He should also do that, like you find with Shammai, that he was careful the whole week in Chol Shabbos, he was doing things on Chol Shabbos. That's what he says over there. In Lechari, you could be down on the Raya, because Shammai was just dealing with the Iker Mitzvah of Chol Shabbos. Here, we're dealing with the specific takon that Ezra made. So how could you bring a raya from Shammai to this takana? Okay, the fact is that Tzedal Derech learns a takana like that, but fine, so he's entitled to learn like that, but you can't bring a raya from Shammai L'chayra. If the Rosh and the Miri are learning differently, they certainly have a right to learn differently, and it's not a kasha from Shammai. So it's Tzorchi and Ktzas about that. Okay. Now, L'chayra, there would be some other nafkaminas between these drachim, besides what we mentioned before, whether there's an Issaner of Shabbos. What would be if somebody has clean clothing for Shabbos? He washed his clothing, he dry cleaned his suit, and it was clean for Shabbos Pashas Bereshis, and he comes Shabbos Pashas Nayach, and it's still clean. See, where is it? Shabbos Pashas Nayach. And then it stayed clean, and he wants to wear Shabbos Pashas Lechelsa, and on and on. And he could go for a few months without cleaning his beged because it never got dirty. I'm not talking about where it's a beged HaSamach L'Basar and it gets Meluchlich just from being worn. A beged that doesn't get Meluchlich like that, it's just if something spills on it, it gets dirty. But if it's stayed clean, it stayed clean. So is there a halacha that he has to wash it and make it perfectly bright and shiny and white every Shabbos? Or just that if it's dirty, so you have to wash it? So, l'chayr, this would be an afkamina between the drachim, that if you say, like the Magen Avraham, that the ikur takana is an iser not to be oisik in kibbutz and erev Shabbos, so over here, it doesn't pass. It's not negeh. Yitaka doesn't need a kibbutz. Ezra was not being mechadish that you need to do kibbutz. Ezra was being mechadish that you should not spend your Erev Shabbos on kibbutz. So obviously, if a person needs kibbutz, he's going to have to do it. So Ezra said, do it on Thursday. But if a person decides he does not need kibbutz, because his beged is clean from last week, so he doesn't have to do kibbutz b'chal. In other words, the takon is not mechayiv kibbutz. The takon is mechayiv not to be mechadish Erev Shabbos. That's all according to the Magen Avraham. But according to the Rabba, the Tzedal Derech, and the Rosh, well, the other drachim, so then there is a takana to wash. That's the whole takana. The takana is to make sure you have clean clothing for Shabbos. And the whole Likud of Thursday is just, according to Tzedal Derech, is b'chalal lav dafka, and according to the Rosh, it's just because on Erev Shabbos there's no time. But the Ikka takana is that there's a takana to wash your clothing for Shabbos. So it's mustabit that even if you wore it already, but if it could be improved, that's good for the takana, that it should be fresh and clean as if it was just washed, not as if, but it should be freshly washed every Shabbos. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says this, because the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Mem Beis Chatan Hey Haskins like the Rosh and the Tzedal Derech, not like the Magen Avraham, and he says, let's read it from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mitakana says Rosh Yom Chapsim Begodim Behei B'Shabbos B'nei Kfayit HaShabbos." And Rosh Yom says, "Hainu Kedei Sheiyu Levonim L'Shabbos, Avloi Be'er B'Shabbos Kedei Sheiyu Penuyim L'Sasik B'Tzarchi Shabbos." And then he says, "Ulefize Tzarch Lizar Shalei Leilich B'Cholak Echad Kama Shabbosis Kedei Shalei Laver Al Takana Sezer." Shabbos speaks out very clearly that a person should not go with several Shabboses in a row without washing his clothing. Although you could still be done, he says a chaluk, whether a chaluk means only something which is samach lebasar, like, or maybe like a shirt, but a suit maybe not. So you're still welcome to be done. But the base, the etzim nekuda here, you do see, is that one should be makbid every week to do some kind of kibbutz lechvay Shabbos. Another nafkamina l'chayr would be, what if a person was mekayim takana and he did his laundry on Thursday, and he's wearing his beautiful shiny clean beged on Shabbos, and now on Shabbos he spills some chalent on his shirt, and now his shirt got dirty. Is he mechayiv to change his shirt? Is he mechayiv to wear freshly laundered clothing the whole Shabbos, or is it just a takana to do laundry before Shabbos if it got dirty on Shabbos? Okay, obviously if it's a question of kvayt habris, nobody's suggesting he should walk out in the street with a big stain on his shirt. But if it's not kvayt habris, it's a little stain, it's not that noticeable, but the fact is it's not clean anymore. So does he have to change his clothing on Shabbos? So it's mestaber that according to the Rosh, and certainly according to the Tzedal Derech, that the whole takana is to have freshly laundered clothing for Shabbos. It's very mistaber that he should have freshly laundered clothing a whole Shabbos. Now that doesn't mean you have to go out every 15 minutes and change your shirt because it got a little bit got used and it's not fresh anymore. Obviously, nobody's being mechayev that. But if a takana gets dirty, the point of the takana is to have clean clothing on Shabbos, and now he doesn't. So if he doesn't have a beggar to change, obviously he's nothing to do. He's an oinist. He's no tain on it. He's not mechayev to stack up. But If he has another shirt or another suit to change into, he should be mechuyev. But according to the Magen Avraham, that the whole takan is simply not to be tarred with laundry on Erev Shabbos, obviously there's no reason to say this. There's no takana that he has to be wearing clean clothes on Shabbos. It's partially mitzad kvayt Shabbos, he shouldn't walk around dirty. Also mitzad kvayt habrius, but that's not this bizon de takana. And if it's not a grace of bizayin, it would be mutter to go like that. So that would be enough nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the others, another nafkamina. What is included in clothing? So it's mistaber that a hat is also included in clothing, and a hat would be included in takana of kibbutz. Okay, obviously we don't take our hats or shtreimel and put it in the washing machine. It's not going to accomplish very much. Or wash it any other way. But there are ways of cleaning a hat. So to brush a hat or to steam a hat, whatever needs to be done in order to make it look mechubas, mechaira, should be included in this takana. I don't see why not. What about shoes? So, Parshas, you would say shoes is also a beged. But l'maisa, it's not so pashut. The marshal we see in the Birchas HaShachar, that there's a bracha we make on begad and malbush arumim. That bracha does not include shoes. It's a special bracha, a separate bracha, should also be called tzarki for shoes. It's a different Indian. It's not an Indian of a levush. And in fact, to see that whenever a person goes, the Maral in the Gerarye, Parshas Ekev, Kapitel Ches Pasuk Dalet, points this out. He says that whenever a person goes into a makom kodesh, he has to take off his shoes. So the Maral says, you see that begodim, even though the Gemara says maimani mechabduso, that begodim is a covet for a person, shoes is not a covet. Okay, the covet is not to be wearing shoes. Whatever the hesber is, that's what the Maral says, and he explains over there, the pasuk over there, why it says ragvachalaybatseka. Why doesn't it talk about the shoes? It talks about the feet. When the yidn were in the midbar, the pasuk says simlasachalaybalsa me'alecha, your clothing didn't get ruined, and your feet didn't get swollen. So the question is, why doesn't it talk about the shoes? Elsewhere it does talk about the shoes in Parshas Kisavai. That's what he's addressing over here, but he explains in this pasuk it doesn't talk about it because the purpose of the shoes is simply to protect the feet. And more than that, because since the pasuk over here mentions we're talking about the Bari Olam, so it's not Bakovedic to talk about shoes. When we talk about the Bari Olam, clothing is Bakovedic, shoes is not. Akoponim, Ayin Sham in the Maral. But Bechalef, and you see in the Maral, that shoes is not part of clothing. So, L'chayrit Mestabin, then according to the Maral, there's no Takana of Kibbutz on shoes. Even though the Gemara Nzvachim does talk about Shriyas and Zer Kibbutz on oil, on leather, the word Kibbutz, I'm not saying that the word kibbutz would not apply. The word kibbutz could apply, but in terms of takana, it's not quite Shabbos, l'chayra, it would not apply. However, l'chayra, it's still pashut that if a person's shoes are dirty and a bezayin, yeah, that a person should clean off. But to have a special pair of Shabbos shoes, or to be makbedafka to polish the shoes, is a makom to say that that's not included in the takana. Now, in the ikra takana of kibbutz, does that takana apply nowadays? Because nowadays laundry is not such a big tircha. I understand it's a chore and it's housework, but it's not what it was in the olden days. It wasn't schlepping down to the lake and spending a whole day scrubbing and wringing out clothing by the lake, or schlepping buckets of water. You put it in the machine and on segeit. So maybe we don't have a takana nowadays. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, it's mistaber that the takana should not be around anymore. Because the whole takana was that you should do it on Thursday so that you wouldn't be busy with it on Erev Shabbos. Okay, but l'chayr nowadays we're not going to be that busy with it. Even if you do laundry Erev Shabbos, even if it takes some time, it's not going to take a whole day like in the olden days. So it's very mistaber according to the Magen Avraham. Takana is not kayim anymore. Not that we're changing the halacha, we're just saying that the takana was don't be busy with old fashioned laundry on Erev Shabbos. Nobody's doing that today. And l'chayr, if somebody wants to do laundry the old fashioned way, he takas, not allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos, according to the Magen Avraham. But to do the kind of laundry that most of us do, mechayr according to Magen Avraham should not be included in takon anymore. According to the other derech, the Rabbah, the Rosh, the way of Shavur Paskins, it's mstabed that takonah does remain, because takonah is that you should do laundry for Shabbos. That takonah is a chikayim. certainly according to the Seder Derech, it's nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. It's just a takana that you should do laundry for Shabbos. So of course that remains today. And even if you say that it is B'dafka on Thursday, so the Rosh is explaining, because in Erev Shabbos we want you to be punny. Fine, but so of course if they made a takana to do it, the reason for the takana still applies. You should have laundry. When they said to do it, they said Thursday. So nowadays, if you would make the takana nowadays, maybe you would say do it on Erev Shabbos. Or maybe you would say do it whenever you want. Fine, but the Maisa, that's when they said to do it. So Mechatesa, we could come along and change that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.